Hi guys, welcome back to the Tacticos. Hope everyone's well. This is episode 9. Jay, and it's the international break, so we're not going to talk about international teams because it's boring as hell. But we have a kind of a good topic of conversation this week. We're kind of going to come to an agreement, myself and Jay. We're going to build the perfect or the best 11. Best 11 players outside of the top six. Considering outside of the top six, we're left with, 14 teams? We're going to remove Burnley, Sheffield United, and who was the last one that got promoted?
Yeah, 14.
Luton. No disrespect to them teams, but I don't think they're going to make any of these starting 11. So basically left with 11 teams, 11 players. What we'll do initially, before we get into the 11, we're going to go through each team, each available team, should I say, and kind of get a gist of what players could make this 11. So, Jane, looking at the league table, Villa currently sitting fifth, the best team out of the top six at the moment, 25 points. Who's your contenders? 100%. 100%. Goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. That's a good shot.
I think you're going to have to put Watkins on there. I think Martinez,
Douglas Luiz this season, anyway. Are we going back this season? Are we going in players? I think there's certain players like Ivan Toney, for example, deserves to be in this team, but he just hasn't played.
I think.
100%.
Yeah, I think don't do this season because there are still some ballers out there that probably haven't
legit.
Probably,
yeah,
and I think in the lesser teams you're probably going to get.
Let's just go raw ability then. Isn't it?
They're not as consistent.
Raw ability, best 11.
What?
So yeah, you said Martinez, like Watkins. I said Douglas Luiz. DRB, yes. Do you think? I think there's better out there, but in terms of Villa players,
DRB.
McGinn. I was going to say someone like Mike Cash or Digne, because they're pretty good wing. You know what I mean?
I think Cash. I don't think he's a great player. I think obviously attacking wise, he's done a bit more this year. Digne is kind of like
they'll drop off in it.
I don't know, man. I think he's okay. I think we can add him to leave, if you want add him to the list, and then I reckon they'll probably be better fullbacks around.
Whilst because this is a lot of names. Whilst we do that, next team on the list is Newcastle. Brother, I thought we were going to say like 2-3 names. We've listed about 5.
I thought you were going to remember them all, bro.
Do you know what it is now, Jane? Yeah, especially. The Prem's got so much money in the Prem now.
These big teams
spending
problem,
so much money
man.
On their squads rather than just 11s, isn't it? Because if you looked at last season, Bailey signed, and we thought, okay, he's going to be the number one winger, but now they've got Diaby as well. So, do you know what I mean? Strength in depth for sure. Newcastle. I think. Quite easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Newcastle's quite. I think it's quite easy.
Botman's a shot.
I think.
Yeah.
Trippier, Gomeresh.
What about Gordon as well?
Botman, Isaac. Yeah, Isaac, and then.
I think Joe Linton. Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, Gordon.
But I'm not
going
to really
include
him.
Gordon.
I don't think he's.
Yeah. I think that's it. You could say Tonali, but.
Because
the
know
thing is, even with like Joe Linton, like say if out of all the players that we've just named, are you going to put Joe Linton ahead of
Botman,
anyone?
Isaac Gordon. I think that's a good.
That's what it's going to come down
Pope,
to, isn't it?
What Pope,
yeah,
Pope
so
is
I think
good,
the more we extend
the
list, the more complicated
it
probably get. So I think
as a goalkeeper,
Botman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think put him on as well. But again, like given the talent.
The thing is, that's the thing. I only say
team,
Pope because
Out of all those
goalkeepers, only one position. To create that so 11, it's hard to kind of, you really, do you know what I mean?
Say, oh yeah, I picked Pope. Yeah. I think
there's some good goalkeepers.
Yeah, I think
there's some good goalkeepers out there.
Goalkeeper as well. Like, you can probably pick a player from.
I think the you other need a, in terms of like, I think Botman's a great shot. Like, I think
Botman's
a
from shot. One of the other teams. You don't need a world beater.
Right, so we've got about a good few names there. Next on the list is Brighton. Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think Dunk should be in there.
Brighton, yeah. Class. I think this is going to be a hard one, mate.
Yeah. Mitoma as well, yeah.
Yeah.
What, Fatty? Dunk, are we including Fatty?
Estupinian. Oh,
Billy, Fatty's a Mitoma. Crazy one.
Nah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I think, but... Even Ferguson,
you wouldn't pick.
He's not really... Again, if you tell me out all these Brighton players, I wouldn't pick him. Even Ferguson.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Ferguson, 100%.
No, I'd pick even Ferguson. No, 100%.
I think that's pretty legit, isn't it? I would have said Caicedo, obviously, he's moved now. McAllister, you would have said. Again, moved on to Liverpool. I don't really... Even Pascal Gross or Billy was really good, but again, he's you're not going to pick him.
And Solly Marsh probably played a bit more. I would have probably said them. But...
Okay. Yeah, I got four names there. 100%. Yeah. That sounds good. West Ham,
that's
United.
For Brighton.
Bowen as my first name.
Not complicated. Who's next? West Ham?
100%. Boring. Yep.
Yeah, I think Bowen.
I like that defender.
Paqueta,
Agard?
James Ward-Prowse.
Areola. Agard is good as well.
Centre goalkeeper as well. Aurelia.
Moroccan centre back.
Areola.
The right back. They got names.
The right back.
Oh, that DM. DM. They just had Alvarez.
I think Mohamed Kudus. Alvarez. I like him. Name, man.
Edson. What? Baller. He's a baller as well. This is probably the biggest one on the list.
Oh, yeah. Edson Alvarez.
They're all starters, you know. That's how bad their team is. Fullbacks, they're pretty... fullbacks are not great. I think that's one too many.
Yeah, I think... Yeah,
they have got some good players in West Ham. After West Ham, Brentford.
Should we leave it at that?
It's probably one... Probably like what? Yeah, and I'll probably say Henry. Is it Henry? Who's the left back?
And Brenner.
Henry, yeah, that's it.
Risa.
Nah. I'm not picking. I'm picking in Wemo if there's anyone.
Rico Henry,
Or, you know, Wingo.
Risa? Is it Johan?
Do you want to pick? Okay, so I've got Rico Henry and Wemo.
Nah, just shove him in the list because he can play on the left. Because that's where he plays, isn't it? Like, on the left.
Ajay?
Yeah,
I think I'll be honest. I think Pinnock's probably better, only because he hasn't played. But I can include him maybe. Yeah. But we're scraps in it. This is scraps right now.
You put him on the list.
Yeah, you need some defenders.
Because the thing is, all these teams they have.
we're doing 4-3-3 by the way. That's attackers. Why I think that's what we're trying to include.
We're gonna have to change this formation.
Brentford's done. Wolves, yeah.
3-3-4.
Yeah, I like the Wolves. I like the goalkeeper, who Jose saw.
Neto, yeah. Cunha.
Who did you see first thing? Neto, yeah, Neto. Yeah,
I mean,
Nouri.
Yeah, so 100%.
Did he come from Liverpool?
Al Nouri.
I don't know if I'm...
Real.
I don't know why I think he's from Liverpool.
I think he's a baller, Nouri.
Right back. Kilman, I think is good.
He's
You don't rate Kilman?
I think that's it.
I like Kilman. I'll add him to the list, but I actually rate Kilman. Surprise.
Nah, bruv.
I take him awesome. I would take him Arsenal. I would take him ahead of Dunk, though. I was thinking this. Kill him with a Dunk. Dunk
take him
Arsenal, we got Palace, yeah? Go on. What's your first name on the list?
Palace.
And his defensive partner, I was going to say as well. Yeah. Anderson.
I think you're going to put Gay on there.
Eze, 100%. Do you want Mateta?
Yeah, Anderson as well. Eze.
Doucouré.
Doucouré?
Yeah, I'd rather have Elise than Doucouré. No, I think there's too many midfielders around.
Doucouré?
Off. Elise. In there. Because outside the top six, he's probably one of the best right wingers, you know, on ability.
Oh, I'd put Elise.
I'd say. So, yeah, Palace is done. Who we got next? Forest. They got a few players as well. Forest, man. Is he a centre back, isn't it? Yeah,
I think.
Young as well.
That Murillo.
What's his name, man? Sangara, Gibbs White.
This guy is next level, man. Sangara.
What about your boy, Elanga?
Yeah, Gibbs White. I don't know, man. I think that's it.
He's there as well, bro.
My Yorbo, Tavares.
I forgot about him. Tavares, Nuno Tavares.
He's there as well, isn't it?
Three teams, yeah, three names. They ain't got no one, I'll be honest. Fulham.
Nah, that's
one
it.
Name
done.
Is only there for me. Actually, two. Paulinho, I'll put Leno in there as well. I think for a good up. I'll put him on. Castagna's not a bad shot.
Even Pereira.
Castagna. Leno, Castagna, Pereira, Paulinho.
Yeah, Castagna. Yeah.
I think he's the only one that's got to go in.
I think that's it.
Maybe Leno, depending on who we have in the midfield. Yeah. Fulham. Who's after Fulham? Bournemouth. I'm struggling here, bro. Who's their goalkeeper? Neto. He's all right. Solanke. Billing. Billing's good. They got Cliver, but I don't really rate him.
Solanke, I think that's it. Billing, yeah. I think that's it.
Too early, yeah.
They got that centre-back, that Ukrainian. He's supposed to be mad talent, but... What's his name? Ilya something.
Centre-back.
Zabani or something. Yeah, that's it. Zabani.
Too early.
Yeah.
Oh, Ilya Zabani.
Nah, centre-back. Okay. But,
yeah.
It's good.
So I've got Neto, Solanke, Billing. I think that's pretty much all right, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing really much. Who are you thinking? Doucouré? Nana's sick. Pickford.
I think Defo or Nana, bro.
Brantway or anyone like that, centre back.
I think that's the one I'll pick from there. Yeah. Pickford. Yeah.
Calvert-Lewin.
McNeil. Yeah.
There's better than him, that's
McNeil.
The thing.
There's better than him.
No. And
nah, man. I don't know.
Klinko, yeah. Oh, not bad shot. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of attackers. I don't think he comes on that list, mate.
Mikalenko. Calvert-Lewin, again, not going to be used. Mikalenko. Yeah. You said someone else, didn't you? McNeil. McNeil. That's it. Yeah. Everton's not great as well. Who we got?
That's the teams.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 teams. Damn, Jamie, we got about 50 players here.
Yeah, all the teams done.
How do we start this? I think we put certain players in. We put the certainties in and then we try and maybe move in later on if we need to. Or what are you saying? Goalkeeper first and then move on?
I think.
Striker, either way. One of the kind of the wingers.
No, I don't think we go goalkeeper. I was thinking attack.
So basically, I think you see that out of Tony.
Yeah, I think, yeah, do your way. I think that certainties. Who's the striker?
No, we didn't even say Ivan Tony. No, I did 100%. I think, yeah, Tony or Watkins for me, I'll be honest. Who else is it?
Yeah, I don't think he was
Isaac.
Adam,
Ferguson.
Adam's in this.
Oh, my knees. Yeah, we might have to come back. We might have to come back to this.
Isaac. Ferguson as well.
I think Matoma's one of the best.
See, the thing is with Brighton,
in the league.
Who have we got? Matoma.
So I think Matoma's more of a shell.
Yeah.
But I'll play Eze in the midfield if I'm honest.
But do we have But we got Manza.
Yeah, we did Wolves. We did Wolves. We put Neto, Cunha.
Who else do we have?
Jose Sa, Nori.
Wolves. Did we do Wolves?
Neto could play right side as well. But again, we got right side. We got Elise. We got Manza like Kudus, Bowen.
Neto can
it's
play on that side.
Difficult.
As well.
No, but Bowen plays right. Same side.
No,
as
but like Bowen and plays on the left, isn't it? Because Kudus plays on the right.
Bowen can play, but Bowen can play like anywhere, either side.
Nah, he doesn't. He plays on.
But not, I thought we're not doing
can,
this as
but not. He doesn't play there anymore.
We're not doing
since
this
Kudus
as just this season.
All of Kudus's goals have been from the right hand side.
But I guess I'll be honest. I do. As a.
Nah, no.
Makes sense.
We're not doing it in that sense, okay. But I'm just thinking of it, which player is in terms of the preferential position,
right? There's a lot. I mean, we got Paqueta
Bowen
as well. We still got Paqueta there as well. So that's the thing.
Career on the left.
Okay, I think from Fulham, there's only Paulinho.
Now he's gone on to
I think there's only Paulinho. As a DM, I think as a DM, he's one of the. Last season, he was sick as well. Okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. Just put him in.
Neto, Solanke, Billing. That's what we put down.
Yeah, put him in. Who's in Bournemouth?
He's all right as well. I don't think he's all right. Good goalkeeper. All right, Neto is in goal.
I think we just go with Neto in goal, you know.
Forrest.
You know, he's a good goalkeeper.
We've got Sangori in there. I don't think Sangori.
Forrest. I think you go with that Murillo, man. Centre-back.
Who's
thing is, I think we're
who's
we're
Forrest's
stuck
goalkeeper?
Midfielder. We can get other midfielders. We only need two more positions in midfield.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Okay, we'll put Murillo. I don't really know much about him.
Matt Turner,
bro. I've seen him play, to be fair. I've seen him play.
Nah, Murillo, bro.
And he did play well. So, okay. So we've got Bournemouth out of the way.
Nah, Bournemouth. What's your blame, mate?
Fulham's done. Next level. Who else has done? Forrest. Yeah, Forrest. Okay. I'm worried about Everton. Where do we go, Everton? Because
Forest.
We can't pick Pickford now. I think. Yeah, I was thinking Mikolenko. Onana, I don't think we can go in Onana anymore.
Who?
I think there's better than.
Who you got from? We still got Mikolenko.
Agay, Anderson, Elise, and Eze.
Do you want to do Palace?
Nah. He can't play right back. No chance.
See, Gay can play right back as well, isn't
it? Nah, I'm not playing Gay right back. That's terrible. We're going to get slaughtered.
That's sweet.
What kind of Gay right back? What kind of Gareth Southgate? Gareth Southgate positioning is this? Can we put Paqueta in?
Yeah, you do
is that too early?
Wan-Bissaka, man. He's another.
What Trippier? I think Trippier is right back. He's the best right back.
Yeah, it's too early, mate.
One of the best right backs in the league. It's just. Oh, what Mitchell? I think Mitchell's a good left back.
But then Palace, then do we pick like Elise? Then?
Nah. I'll take him. That's the thing. Everton's dodgy. Man.
Dead.
Okay,
Liverpool.
I'm happy.
Who are we getting from Everton? Mikolenko.
Yeah, and a DM.
I think we just showed Mikolenko.
Yeah.
And that's left back done.
Or we can
got
go
left
somewhere
back,
else
goalkeeper,
if you want. Do you want to, like, or is it too early to guarantee someone else?
Yeah. So we need a centre back.
Centre back, we can go. We can go centre back because I think there's not many options, if I'm honest. I'll say a few. There's Botman. Botman. There is Dunk.
Who's
there's we put all
right.
Who's that? Yeah, I don't think Dunk
that's
should
a
be
waste, in the, isn't it? The you names know, if you pick Dunk, say if Dunk, you pick Botman, Dunk from that Brighton team.
Aged, who do you have?
Yeah.
Wolves, we've got Cunha, Jose Sarr, which we can't pick anymore, Neto. And
who have we got from Nuri, Wolves?
The left back. I put Kilman in there. Well, you won't have any. We won't have any.
Do we
you
pick any?
We put so, Gay. Gay
you don't have
Anderson.
Any in this centre back.
No,
we're not picking
Kilman. We picked Murillo already.
That guy is dead.
So basically, we have Gay, Anderson, Aged, Dunk, Botman.
You pick Murillo. You could...
I'll be honest, I don't think there's much difference between the
I think we're going to have to get rid of like someone from Palace, yeah. It's going to have to be Anderson or Gay.
I think Anderson is more reliable, if I'm honest. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would okay. probably go with Anderson.
That sounds with me. Anderson's in the team. Just, Murillo and Anderson as a DM.
Yeah,
sorry,
I
as
think
a
so.
Centre-back partnership with Mikalenko. So. The right-back is not done yet, bro. We're still waiting for right-back. Right back options. So
that's a whole defense done, though, isn't it?
I said cash.
Oh yeah, right.
Who else can we really play there? I don't think we picked many, if I'm honest. I think they're the only two. CM, we have got options. We've got McGinn. You mentioned.
What do we have, CM?
We've got Bruno G. We've got James Ward-Prowse, Paqueta, Eze, Sangare. Oh, sorry, Sangare can't be picked. Yeah, that's it. James Ward-Prowse, Paqueta. We've only got two spots because Pani. I'll put
so
Paqueta.
Out of all those
first.
Midfielders, probably Gomes is probably.
But would you rather have Trippier
okay.
as your right back?
Because
otherwise, we're
going
to have to
the best.
Basically those. Have cash.
Yeah, can't this is what I'm thinking. So, but then you'd have like a. The thing is, if you have
yeah,
cash,
yeah. So basically, Tony is what you're trying to obviously put in the team and that.
No, I'm not too fussed about Watkins because I think we still got Brentford left, right?
Mm. I think Tony as a player, I think Tony's a better player than Watkins.
Yeah, and I think Watkins, last couple of games, I think he's been shit now anyway. So I think, has his form died off?
Is this...
And then we still got Ferguson as well. So,
oh yeah, Isaac. Isaac's a
as, in a, as an option. As an option. And then we still got Isaac as an option as well.
My thinking, yeah, is so, Trippier right back.
I think
Paqueta,
yeah,
so, centre mid, Mitoma.
I think the
left wing. Yeah, that's kind of like after that. It's kind of like who are we left with? Brentford. We put Tony.
Yeah, but then who's the other CM? Yeah.
Then on the right, you'll have Neto.
We put Tony in.
CM.
So there's no. Then who we got CM?
I don't know who you left.
And then who we got on the right?
But I think, yeah.
There is none.
Who do you pick? Anderson, do we?
Again.
Anderson, yeah. It's...
Who did we. Oh, we picked Thing from Palace, didn't we? Yeah. So there's that
yep.
option, or you go cash
Tony up front,
Bruno G,
Mitoma, Neto,
Paqueta. Yeah, Tony up front.
Okay, yeah,
Mitoma, Neto.
Yeah, so you see
the only difference really the top stays the same.
Trips.
Yeah, the top is the same. It's just that midfield and right back, midfield right back. It's either,
McGinn.
Yeah, so it's either Bruno G and Paqueta.
There must be another right back. There must be another right back we're missing.
Paqueta and McGinn, Trippier and Cash.
Can we put Paqueta in? Yeah, he's.
So Paqueta's fixed. Paqueta's so fixed. Good, yeah. So that's another. He's another cement block. So he's a cement block as well.
Why are we not? There must be another right back. How can we only have two right backs? Well, to be honest, they're all in the top teams. Shit. They're all in the big six teams, isn't it? Really.
There aren't even that many good right backs in the league anyway.
Trent, Reece James and Walker, that's it. They're obviously solidified. Ben White's still good. Who else is there? Pedro Porro.
Apart from Trent.
Do you mean they are the top
six? Yeah, that's
Wan-Bissaka,
it.
Dalot. They are the top six, seven. Right back. Actually, Trippier, sorry. He's that's why I put Trippier, because he's actually one of the best in his position.
Yeah.
But if you were looking for a top heavy Trippier. Team, then you don't pick Trips. You pick who's the option? Mighty Cash. I don't like McGinn midfield, I'll be honest with you. He's a great player, don't get me wrong, but I just don't like you don't look Paulinho, Paqueta, McGinn. You don't look it just Bruno, don't feel right.
McGinn. Yeah.
It will. With them three, 100%.
It'll ruin
the problem is with the.
Would Bruno Guimarães be better?
Well, the problem is we mentioned like Alvarez again, West Ham.
Is there another midfielder that we're missing?
We have to either sacrifice Bowen, put Bowen in and sacrifice Paqueta, but I don't think that's the right move. The thing is, now that we've picked Neto right in goal, I think. Neto at Wolves. Is it Neto at Wolves as well? Yeah. You've got to put him in the team because there's literally no one else from Wolves. Cunha, Jose Sarr, Kilman. I think Kilman should go in instead of Anderson and then put Eze midfield. And then put Trips right back. Nah. Yeah, but that's with Paulinho behind him. That's beautiful.
That's dead. You can't have Eze and Paqueta.
That's beautiful.
They're both the same. They're both like cams.
But to be fair, Paqueta on the ball is sick. He's not even like he's like a luxury player. He does his work. You know,
Paulinho trying to
defend. They're two very progressing midfielders, isn't it?
Yeah, but still, they're cam, isn't it? Like, you can't have... You can't have like those two, unless you're Man City, where you're going to dominate possession and you're just going to overlay.
Are we putting Tony in this team?
Like, you can't. I don't think it
works. Now that's
the other option is.
It's not great. Maybe. Apart from Mbeumo.
I think he has to be cement block as well, isn't it? I think out of that Brentford team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ferguson's out there.
And then that basically means that Mitoma is cement as well, because
we've got Mikalenko.
You've taken.
Nah, we got. There's no point. You've shoving taken Estupiñan in this team for the sake of.
The other one is Estupiñan.
Okay, so we've basically got three positions left. We've picked Brighton. We've picked. Who else? We just picked Brentford. Yeah. So we've got Wolves, West Ham. Sorry, we've done West Ham as well. Newcastle, Wolves, and Villa. I thought Newcastle and Villa would be the first two, but they got so many good players. So are we putting Neto in? Because who's right back? Who's right back for Wolves? Do they even? Oh, Semedo. Yeah, he's terrible. He's not great. It has to be Trips, isn't it? Or Cash, but
he's shit though.
Again.
Hard one.
There's no one now. Yeah. Six. But would you rather have?
That Bruno Guimarães is like one of the best midfielders.
So if you look at a combination of two, so it's like, either. Is there another midfielder better than McGinn? From Villa, yeah. Buendia, Coutinho.
From Villa.
Coutinho's not getting his.
You've got Tielemans, Kamara.
Tielemans.
They don't play, don't it?
Who's the youngster? Kamara. Who's that youngster?
Tielemans plays.
Yeah.
Who's that? They got, what's the name? Douglas Luiz.
Because they don't even have a cam, really. That's they're all like the DM type. Thing. You can't even shove someone like Diaby in there.
DM type of players, though, isn't it?
Because they don't have that sort of creative middle option.
Yeah.
We could put Paqueta cam and then play a two of Paulinho and Douglas Luiz. I think that's good. That's quite good. Have a double pivot, Paulinho, Douglas Luiz, Paqueta ahead of him as a camp. And then Trips.
Yeah.
We go for Trips then. All right. Trips is in the team.
I think that's what you go for.
Who do we just agree on? Douglas Luiz. Douglas Luiz as a double pivot.
So Douglas Luiz.
So that leaves one option, which is Wolves.
And then,
which is obviously
Trippier, right back.
Neto. All right. Do you remember the team, Jane?
Neto. Yeah.
Go on then. Let's see. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah.
Anderson. Yep.
Neto in goal.
Murillo.
Mikalenko left back.
Trippier.
Anderson, Mourinho, Trippier.
It's the memory game. Paulinho, yep. Yep. yeah.
Paulinho.
That's we got there.
Douglas, Luiz, Paqueta, Mitoma, Ivan Toney.
Why Sheffield United? What were the other ones? Not Vincent.
The manager's going to have to be someone from Sheffield United.
I think I'll be honest, I think the Luton manager is pretty good.
Luton or Burnley.
They're terrible. They've been shocked.
I'd give it to Luton.
If it was based off last season, I would have given it to
they're rock bottom, bro.
But by they are the shittest team by far, and
Luton
so good.
Got a shitter team. Way shitter team. They have the shittest team in the league. Let's put it that way. Yeah, by far.
Yeah, they're outside the relegation zone. Because obviously Brentford, that's where Everton got
one game.
Was it 10 points?
They're ahead of Burnley as well.
What's his name?
They're just
how can I not remember his name?
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
Rob Edwards.
Yeah,
Rob Edwards.
So they're back in it now.
Yeah, I'll give it to Rob Edwards. Yeah, that's a good shot. I'm probably actually quite surprised with him.
I don't know his name,
but.
Oh, yeah.
Considering what he's got, he's actually doing pretty good. Yeah, with the resources he has, isn't it? So, 100%. Anything to say before? Do you want to talk about this 10-point deduction? I don't really care about it, to be honest. I was hoping Everton go down this season because it'd be funny for them to play Championship football in their new stadium, isn't it? By the sea, but
I don't think they'll get relegated. And
Chelsea,
innit?
They're saying they're going to get relegated, but I think that's just paper.
10 points, but be interesting to see what happens to Man City now.
Worse.
But Chelsea's allegations, Man City's is. Charges.
I don't know what Chelsea have done wrong, though.
They've been charged.
I mean, I've not read into it, if I'm honest. So
forget Chelsea. I think you've got to go for the big dog first, which is Man City.
But they changed the rules after they done all these transfers.
It must be something to do with their spending, bro. Like,
all this nonsense, spreading the cost over. As in how they got to spend so much money.
Even then, the spend didn't really make sense. Yeah, because I think there's like when a new ownership comes in, there's only X amount of money you can spend within a certain time frame. Like, hence why Newcastle haven't spent heavy when they had the takeover. Yeah. And obviously, they still haven't spent that much. You know, if you think about it. You know, I think last season.
Have you heard about the news today? This is Tuesday today. Have you heard about the Premier League the voting system on the banning loan deals between associated clubs? Yeah. That's it. From obviously Saudi, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Because obviously they've got Tonali banned.
This is the thing. Once one player comes like Neves, there's no stopping anyone else coming.
Next thing.
It's true.
Next thing, Ronaldo coming down as well. He'll
still come for a bag. Mahrez. It's true. I think Arsenal were even looking at getting
Neymar to come
again. It's not between associated clubs.
Mahrez.
But it's still kind of obviously within. Do you remember how Frank Lampard obviously got to City through New York, didn't he?
Yeah.
They're kind of associated clubs as well, back in 2015 or whenever that was. So it makes sense. It makes sense. It would have messed up the whole season. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. Because I know like Villa,
100%.
I think they're linked with like
Victoria. And obviously, be more favourable for Newcastle as well. Massively favourable for Newcastle.
What's that? Portugal, I think. Obviously, City got clubs around the world. And obviously, now Newcastle trying to do the same with Saudi and stuff. So, yeah, it's a good idea. Is it Strasbourg? France? I think they got one in Belgium as well.
Yeah, I think Chelsea got something somewhere as well, no?
I think he wanted to buy Sporting, didn't he?
Yeah, I think they got something in France and I think they've got something in Portugal. I can't remember. As well.
Yeah, so he goes, I'll just buy the whole club, for that one guy.
I think it was Sporting because they tried to get Ugarte, isn't it?
That's just mad. But, yeah, man. All right. Before we leave you, we'll go through the team one more time. Let us know what you think, if there's any changes, if there's anyone else who probably missed out. Because I don't know, man. I think we pretty much nailed it. You know, this is a solid team. Neto of Bournemouth in goal. Right back, Trippier of Newcastle. Murillo and Anderson, centre backs of Forest and Crystal Palace. Mikalenko of Everton at left back. Then we got two. We kind of caught a double pivot of Douglas Luiz and Paulinho from Aston Villa and Fulham. Ahead of them in CAM is Paqueta. We've got Neto on the right side, Ivan Toney up front, and Mitoma on the left. I don't think you can get any better. If you do, let us know. Let us know in the comments. We'll put it on Instagram. Let us know if you've got a better team than that. Appreciate your time. Take care, and we'll see you in the next one.